This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
What's going on, Rams fans? Welcome back. The Rams Showcase coming up tonight. The LA Rams stick to their current roster at the trade deadline. Plus, the Rams are still in the playoff hunt. Will it stay that way? And later, we have reached halftime of the 2020 NFL season. We've got projections and grades next on Rams Showcase.
Welcome to Rams Showcase on Sports War Radio.
What is going on, Rams fans? Welcome back to Rams Showcase right here on Sports War Radio. I'm your host, Joe Branham, but you can and should call me Sheriff Joe Bags. Laying down the law for you guys tonight. We do not have a game to break down for you guys, so that's a little bit sad. The gamelessness makes me sad. But you know what? We're here. We're doing the thing. And we're going to showcase the Rams. And we got some decent stuff to talk about tonight. We are getting into our halftime report, our breakdown here. This is the last season that we can actually give a legitimate halftime report. Otherwise, I would be giving you guys this report in the middle of a game. And we can't do that. We can't be having that. I'm not just going to break it down and showcase the Rams mid-game at halftime next year. I'm not going to do it. Because I'll be watching the game just like you guys will be, I would hope. Because I'm sure most of you guys are watching the Rams games pretty regularly, like myself. So we're going to hop into some news here. Not a whole lot to get into. It's a quiet week. It's the bye week. I'm not going to take up too much of your guys' time tonight or whenever you guys are listening to me today. If it's Saturday or whatever, I don't know when you're hearing me, but I'm right now in this world. It is Wednesday, about 6:30 Colorado time at the moment. So whenever you guys are listening to me, rest assured that this is when I'm recording. So if there's some cool news to be talked about, I just don't have it yet, okay? So cut me some slack. But we do have a couple of things to talk about. And like I said, we're going into the first half kind of analysis here. And then we'll be breaking down and giving projections as well. What we're on pace for, where these guys are at right now, which is pretty good stuff. So let's hop right into it. Let's knock out this news first. And we'll start with the Rams not making a move at the trade deadline. This does not surprise me. I was not surprised by this one bit. I was actually anticipating that this would not happen, that the Rams would not be making a move at the trade deadline. Turned out, most Rams fans were not on the same train as me and were really expecting a move to be made. I'm just not sure what move would have been made. I'm really curious, and please tell me. I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything like that. But let me know, what trade did you guys think was going to happen, or what trade did you want to happen ahead of the deadline that just didn't happen to happen? Because, of course, like I said, I'm doing this on Wednesday, so yesterday was the trade deadline. I was not anticipating any moves, and to see that the trade deadline came and went and the Rams sticking with their current roster, that didn't shock me in the least, but I know that is not the case for everybody. So please let me know, though. We'll wherever you're at, wherever you're listening to me, drop a comment. We'll have a conversation about it. I'm definitely not trying to call anybody out and be like, oh, you're wrong. You know, we didn't do it. Sucks to be you. I'm not trying to do anything like that. I always want to have conversations about it. I love talking about the Rams, and I'll do it as much as I can. That's why I even have this show, because I just love talking about the Rams so much. But I'm really not surprised. Another aspect of this is, with this season specifically, we kind of knew that some people were going to get cut at this time, and teams are going to start to move on from guys. So we've already started seeing that, and I've seen some Rams fans already come out and say, like, hey, this guy's available. We should go after him. And I kind of see it. You know, there's a couple of linebackers out there, Vic Beasley, Michael Kendricks. you know, some guys that could maybe help us out a little bit, but I don't know. I'm not 100% sold that one of these guys is going to make the difference, especially because they're linebackers. And I realize that the whole offseason, the whole conversation was that the Rams were weak at linebacker. Well, the season's been going on now. About half of it has gone by. Exactly half for the Rams has gone by. And defense is just not the problem at all. The defense has been playing great. I've got numbers for you guys. We'll get into that a little bit later. Defense is not the problem. So I don't think that a game change, like that, I don't think that bringing in a Vic Beasley or a Michael Kendricks now makes the Rams Super Bowl contenders. I think that the way that the Rams defense is right now, I think we're already in that kind of conversation as far as the defense goes. That's not the problem spot. The problem spot is obviously on the offensive side of the football. We saw it against the Miami Dolphins. We saw it against the Buffalo Bills. That's where it's starting right now. And we still are explosive on that side of the football. But right now, it's just not 100% coming together. And we seem just a little bit inconsistent, I would say. That, I think, is the perfect word for what is happening right now to the Rams offense. It's just a little bit of inconsistency. Let's move on here. Kai Forbath had a very bad miss against the Miami Dolphins. And I'm sure you guys watched this. I'm sure you guys all hated it, just like I did. But sorry, my cat is like freaking out over here. I'm sure you guys can't hear anything, but yeah, going nuts over here. So that's why I keep looking this way. Anyway, not important. But two of his kicks, though, those two were better than all of Sloman's makes combined. All right, when that first one came off the foot, it was like, all right, we got a kicker finally. Like, we have somebody who I'm not super nervous to watch him kick a football anymore. And that was relieving, but at the same time had that very bad miss. So my whole point on this is my guess would be that McGinnis, he's going to make an appearance sometime soon. I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I know it's not Liram Hirelahu. A lot of us fans wanted to see him kicking footballs for the LA Rams this year. That's not the case, but I'm expecting McGinnis to come in and start making those kicks. And I think that he's going to take over that roster spot for Cobra Kai Forbath in the next couple of weeks. I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen against the Seattle Seahawks, which is the Rams' next game. We could see it after that. What is the Rams' next game after that one? Let me see here. I did write it down. I try not to go too far in my own brain, you know. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's right. We might see it then, but I do expect that to be happening. I think that's on the horizon. I don't think you keep a kicker on your practice squad unless you're kind of anticipating you might need him. And with a miss that bad like Cobra Kai Forbath had, it's got to at least be a conversation. You know, this Samuel Sloman project did not work out. I wouldn't anticipate him even being on another NFL team considering how he did. Honestly, and that's not to try to just take a shot at him and make fun of him or anything like that. He just didn't do a very good job. And I don't think if you're in the NFL that kind of performance is going to get you hired anywhere. So look for McGinnis to be making his debut, putting that boot into the football through the uprights. Let's see if that can happen, that's the most important part of being a kicker is being able to kick the field goals. Let's talk about the playoffs. All right. So if the season were to end today, the Rams would be the seventh seed in the NFC playoffs playing at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will talk a whole lot about them coming up in the next few weeks here, though, that Monday night football game that the Rams play in Tampa Bay. That should be a really good game. They're mortal. They're mortal. I think we have a shot at this one, but that would be the matchup right now. For the first playoff game, the Rams do own the tiebreaker over the Bears. Both teams have the same record, 5-3, but the Rams, of course, beat the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football. So they have the tiebreaker for that last playoff spot. San Francisco is at that ninth spot at 4-4, but just lost their quarterback. We'll see what happens. Jimmy G's gone, though, and I think that they're going to move on from him. We'll talk about that more when we get to the Niners game later on this season. I think that we could be coming up on the very end of Jimmy G in San Fran. I really think that that's a very real possibility, but we'll talk about that later. This is Rams bye week. We don't need to talk about everybody else right now. But let's see. So of the Rams remaining eight games, five of those games are against teams who are currently scheduled to be in the playoffs. If the season were to end today, they would be playoff teams. The others that are not playoff teams right now, we got the San Francisco 49ers in week 12. They're sitting just outside of the playoffs at that 9 seed. The the New England Patriots in week 14. I think they're, what is that one? I think I pulled it up here. Let me see where they're at. They are the 13 seed at 2-5 out of the AFC. And then, of course, we got the New York Jets, who are 0-8 and the last team in the AFC. So sitting at the 16 spot. And probably, if I just had to guess, probably sitting in that number one pick spot when it comes April time or whenever the draft is going to be. I don't know if anything is going to change. I don't know if the world is too chaotic to have the draft in April or something. I don't know. I don't pay that much attention. I don't even know if I... It's Wednesday right now. It's 6:40 Colorado time. I don't know who is even leading in the presidential thing. And that's my word for it, the presidential thing. I don't know. I don't follow that stuff. I vote for Pro Bowl. I don't watch the Pro Bowl, but I vote for it. You know, if I'm ever famous enough or cool enough, they'll let me vote for Hall of Fames or something. That's what I would vote for, but I don't pay attention to any of that other stuff. That's just, yeah, it's the way it is. Anyway, New York Jets, though, that should be, I mean, on paper, it's an easy win. We'll see what happens, though. But New York Jets looks like they might be in the Trevor Lawrence pool coming up in April. So, that's what I was talking about. I lost my train of thought there. That's why I don't know what's going on with the virus stuff. I don't pay enough attention. I see like 7 people in my life. I just go to work and I come home, really. So I don't know. I just don't pay that much attention. Let's see here. Let's get into this halftime report. All right. So we're halfway through the season, which honestly completely rips apart my soul. I can't believe that we're already halfway through it. I mean, we waited all this time and now we're already almost done. What a bag of bombers, man. Like this, it just goes too fast. It always goes too fast. It's always too quick. I always just want it to just last forever, and it just doesn't. And last year was mildly unforgettable, especially coming off the 2018 season that was one of the better seasons the Rams have ever had in their history. So it's just a little bit of a bummer right now. We're already halfway through the season, but you know what that means? We still have the season to go. So we will talk about this the second half of the season, because we're getting into the thick of it, all right? So the Rams have had a pretty easy schedule at this point and are sitting at 5-3. That means they're on pace for 10-6. And if you can go 10-6, that's obviously not bad. If you can win double-digit games, you're doing fine, all right? I know that you can technically miss the playoffs if you get double-digit wins still. It happened to the Patriots not that long ago. What was it, 2006? I don't know. It's been a while, actually. But maybe it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I mean 10-6 is what we're on pace for right now. With 7 teams being able to get in from each conference, I feel pretty good if the Rams can go 10-6 that they would at least make it to the playoffs. And the reason that I'm okay with that, because A, I don't have a choice. I don't play for the team, so my opinions don't actually matter in the grand scheme of things, but why I'm okay with this is because the Rams defense is playing absolutely amazing right now. I'll say it all in here. I'll give you guys a bunch of numbers, but offense wins games, defense wins championships. And this year specifically is a war of attrition. We just need to make it through to that point. If we get into the playoffs, it is anybody's game this year. So I'm excited. And I think that this team is capable of doing some pretty cool stuff. I'll be honest. I think this team is absolutely capable of doing some pretty awesome things this year. So, and it is because of that defense. The defense is playing great. And I've seen a couple of things of like I mentioned earlier about the linebackers, like people wanting these other linebackers stuff. I don't think that that's necessarily something we need to mess with. But the Rams are in third place in the NFC West right now. That's very unfortunate, sitting at 5-3 in third place of your division. But hey, strong division, and 4-4 is last place. So we're sitting right at the cusp there. We need to make sure we win some ball games and create that pad there. So let's see. The Rams have been ultimately inconsistent and have shown reasons to be concerned about the rest of the year, but also they've put together some amazing defensive performances that are absolute shutdown, all right? Shutdown. You think Tua won that football game? Absolutely not. Tua did not win that football game, all right? That defense won that football game for the Miami Dolphins. You got to give them credit, but also, Sean McVay should have done a much better job, okay? You're going against a terrible run defense, and you let Jared Goff throw the ball 61 times. What are you doing out here, man? I realize that we got down, 21-7, so you get a little scared, whatever. That's the second quarter. We got plenty of time to run the football, especially when we're getting like 6-7 yards a pop. Come on now, man. That's just, I mean, that watching that game was like, what are we doing? What are we doing right now? And it's the whole thing of the Flores was doing that whole Patriots thing. The Rams, Patriots Super Bowl, that defensive scheme that the Patriots came into it with. That's exactly what we saw from Flores and that Miami Dolphins defense. And it was like, why can we not adjust to this? Come on, let's run the football. And it just didn't happen. So that's kind of besides the point. But either way, the defense played great. Playing absolutely great. Held two to what, 93 yards? I mean, first game for a rookie, but still under 100 passing yards for a rookie quarterback or for a quarterback in the NFL. That's a great defensive day. Offense wins games. Defense wins championships, like I said it before. And the Rams absolutely have a top-tier defense right now coming into this season, so or halfway through the season. Rams are outscoring their opponents so far this year 193 to 152, but are outscoring their opponents 100 to 33 in the second half of games. Second half Rams are a damn good football team. A damn good football team, second half Rams, all right? Playing great, honestly. I said it to the Dolphins fans at the bar this last weekend. It was like, y'all are not scoring in the second half. They're like, there's no way that you guys are scoring in the second half. It's like the offense is going to stop those turnovers. They're going to adjust to that. They're going to kind of play a little bit more conservative. But the defense isn't giving up anything. You guys are not scoring in the second half. And it didn't happen. So, I mean, but that shouldn't shock anybody. The Rams defense have been playing great in the second half. Absolutely amazing. Only 33 points given up by this Rams team in the second half. One of those was a defensive touchdown. So we're in the 20s. All right. Which puts us, what's the math on that? Somewhere within like the 5 to 6 point range for the entire half per game is what the Rams are averaging giving up right now. Rams second half defense is out of their minds. In yards per play, the Rams are outdoing their opponent on that by a full yard plus, 5.8 to 4.7. So that's looking amazing. Let's look at some team rankings. The Rams are fourth in offensive plays and third in time of possession. So still getting it done. And it's almost like these stats don't align with the Rams' record. And I really think that's because you'll see that if you looked at the box scores, I had this question to me come in a bunch of times via text message, SMS text messaging that people like, how did this score happen? And they're like, I'm looking at these numbers here, man, and none of it makes sense to me. It's turnovers. I mean, turnovers are a big one, but the Rams outplayed the Miami Dolphins, and you're not going to convince me otherwise. It was just a couple of untimely turnovers and setting them up to score. I mean, giving up defensive scores and then giving them the ball at what, the one on a turnover. That's what loses you football games, and it's what puts points on the board. There's one stat that matters, and it's the points on the board. But the Rams outplayed the Dolphins, and it's just really unfortunate to see it go that way. But you got to stop those turnovers. That's just the way it is. So my whole point on that is a lot of these numbers, they're not indicative of the record. The Rams record is not indicative of the stats, I should say. I think I got that a little bit backwards. So according to the stats, I mean, the Rams should be looking at like 7-1 right now, but that's not the case. But we got some good teams coming up. I think that this team can really turn it around. I don't think that the Rams will necessarily end the season with a 10-6 record. I think it could be higher. And I think that the Rams will pull off. I think that they can pull off to get to 11 wins. I think that that's what's going to happen with where we're at right now, with what we've seen right now. I'll put the Rams at 11-5 at the end of the season. We'll see what happens. Let's take a look at passing yards. The Rams are sixth in the league. Passing touchdowns, 13th in the league with 13 of them. Rushing yards, the Rams are fifth in the NFL. Touchdowns on the ground, the Rams are third in the NFL with 11. Let's take a look at the defensive side. 7th in points and yards allowed, 6th against the pass, 3rd in passing touchdowns given up with 9, 8th against the run, 3rd in sacks, 8th in turnovers, top 10 all up and down this bad boy right here. The only one that I've stated right here that the Rams are not top 10 in is passing touchdowns, but that's okay because they're 3rd in rushing touchdowns. So we're getting it down there and then pounding that rock in, so that'll take it. The weakness on defense, though, it's forcing interceptions. The Rams are not necessarily forcing that many interceptions. It's a scheme thing. If you watch the games, Brandon Staley, he kind of likes to keep his DBs back. Keep everything in front of you. Let the play happen. Attack it. And so because of that style, it's a little bit more difficult to get interceptions. You're not necessarily mixing it all up, and you're not kind of getting in those throwing lanes as much. You're kind of just forcing them to throw it short and then coming up and attacking. That's just kind of the way Staley's been rocking it this year. So the chances just aren't always there. let's take a look at some player stats. And this is, let's see here. We're also going to give grades. I forgot. we're doing grades as well. So Jared Goff, let's start on the passing side, on the offense here. So Jared Goff, he's got a 94.6 quarterback passer rating right now, 2,145 yards, 13 touchdowns, 6 picks. You can see on your screen at the moment exactly what he's on pace for. I don't think that he's necessarily lighting it up, though. I give Jared Goff, I'm going to give him a C+. And this is not, I don't think that that's too harsh on Jared Goff. I think that's actually right in line, because I don't think he's into that B range yet, because he's not just straight taking over games. And that's something that we need from Jared Goff. That's something that in the NFC Championship game in the 2018 season against the New Orleans Saints going into overtime, that's something we saw from him. So we know he's capable of doing it. We just have yet to see it this season where he's like, you know what? I'm not losing this game. We've seen it from other guys. We've seen it from guys like Aaron Donald. It has not happened yet from Jared Goff. Jared Goff looks like he's kind of fallen into himself a little bit, not in a necessarily bad way, but he's kind of just letting things happen, and, you know, he's just not taking control. I'm not just trying to take a shot at Jared Goff. I think he's doing a fine job, and I don't put that loss on him against the Miami Dolphins, by the way. There was no reason for him to be throwing the football 61 times against a defense that cannot stop the run. I don't know. I don't get it. Moving on to running, Darrell Henderson has 458 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. You can see on screen, he is not on pace for 1,000 yards, but he very well could change that in these upcoming games. He could get some more carries and bump that number up a little bit and get into that 1K range. I'm giving Darrell Henderson a B+, and a large part of this is because I don't think any of us necessarily anticipated how... I don't think we anticipated, at least I did not, maybe you guys did, I did not anticipate Darrell Henderson being this heavily involved in the offense. I thought it was going to be Malcolm Brown, Cam Akers. I really did. So Darrell Henderson coming in, I'm giving him a B+. Kid's playing great. Malcolm Brown has 314 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. He's on pace for 628 and 6 touchdowns. I'm giving Brown a B-. I know that he hasn't necessarily played as much as I anticipated, but when he's on the field, he does a fine job. I just think Hendo, I mean, he's got the hot hand. Hendo is getting it done right now, and so we got to just keep going with that. Malcolm Brown's not playing poorly, and he was one guy that I thought that the Rams could potentially use as a trade to get him out of here. Not in like a way that we don't need him or don't want him or anything like that, but the value, I think, was there, that the Rams could have gotten something for it. Someone's at my door right now. I'm not going to answer it. Cooper Kupp, the wide receiver, has 48 receptions, 527 yards, 2 touchdowns. You can see on screen he is on pace for almost 100 catches and over 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns. I'm giving Cooper Kupp a B. This is simply because he is playing good. He's playing pretty solid. But the last like 2 games, what's up with his drops? I'm kind of concerned about this. I don't know if something else is going on with Cooper Kupp, but his hands have kind of fallen off a little bit. So we'll see kind of how the rest of the year goes, but I couldn't go necessarily higher than a B because of those drops. That is a concern for me. This is not something that we've seen from him, and it has been a problem in the past. I know he had that drop in the end zone his rookie season against the Seahawks that would have won the Rams the game, but that would have been a really tough catch. So like that's the only one that really sticks out to me as far as Cooper Kupp drops. But this year, we've seen it a decent amount in the last few weeks or so. So, I mean, that is a concern. Robert Woods catching footballs. He's caught 37 of them, 436 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's on pace for a pretty Robert Woodsy stat line. I'll be honest, like 74, 872, and 8 touchdowns. I think that's a very Robert Woods stat line. I'm looking at a B- for Bobby Trees. He's not playing amazing, but he's not playing poorly. I just think that this is kind of just where he's at right now. He's just kind of... existing in the Rams offense, but no one on the offense is necessarily lighting it up in like any crazy ways. So B- for Bobby, because he's not doing poorly, but he's not coming in and crushing souls. You know what I mean? Like that's just where I'm at with it. Tight end Tyler Higbee has 20 catches for 236, 3 touchdowns. He's on pace for a pretty solid season. I kind of expected a little bit more from Higbee this year. 3 touchdowns, those all came in one game, so he is on pace for 6, but, I mean, is he, though? I don't know. It's hard for me to say that he's on pace for 6, even though that's literally what the math says, but considering that, you know, he just, They were in one game, so he's gone 7 games without a touchdown. He hasn't played in every game. He did miss that one, but I think Tyler Higbee's sitting at a C, and that's because I think I just anticipated a little bit more from him, especially the way he ended last season, those last 4 games of the 2019 season. Kid was playing awesome, and we're just not seeing it this year necessarily. I think he's playing well. He's not playing poorly, but we're not seeing what I was hoping to see. Like, I was hoping to really see Higbee take that next step and just become like a dominant tight end. 20 catches, 236, 3 touchdowns. I mean, he's playing fine. He didn't take that jump like I wanted him to. So that's unfortunate. You know, Everett, though, he's playing fine as well. I think Higbee's still better. I think if the Rams were to choose one of the two to keep going forward with after this season, I think they still go with Higbee. Let's go to the defensive side of the football now. We'll start with Aaron Donald. He's got 9 sacks, 26 tackles, 3 forced fumbles, which is amazing. 1 fumble recovery. So pretty simple math there all the way through. He's on pace for 18 sacks, which would be a really strong season. He could get more. He could get less. We'll see what happens. But he could absolutely just have a couple games where he just gets, you know, 3, 4, 3. You know, like, that can happen. Aaron Donald's absolutely capable of that. And we still got the Seahawks 2 times. So we all know, if you guys have been Rams fans for a little bit of time now, we know Aaron Donald, he's got Russ's number. I think that Kyler Murray, he's, first of all, that sack that Aaron Donald had on Kyler last year, it seemed too simple. And I realize that Aaron Donald's an athletic freak and Kyler Murray is like the size of, like, you know, just he's just a little guy. But still, I mean, it was pretty gnarly stuff. I mean, he went down really easy. Let's see. Jalen Ramsey's got 21 tackles, 3 passes defended, and 1 interception. He is on pace for the 2 picks. Really, what's happening here is people are just avoiding Jalen Ramsey, which I agree with. The one thing I don't agree with is blitzing Jalen Ramsey on 3rd down. If we could stop seeing that, I would be a much happier person watching this defense. That is like my one gripe. My biggest gripe on this defensive side of the football is blitzing Jalen Ramsey on 3rd down. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? You have a shutdown corner who can take away a side of the football field. Keep him out there. Keep that side shut down. I don't understand what's so difficult about that. And it's not necessarily paying off for the Rams. It's not like blitzing Jalen Ramsey on 3rd down is like the key to getting people off the field. It's just not. I mean, it's worked a few times, but I think by just default, I don't think it's necessarily like, oh, Jalen Ramsey's coming, we better just get it out of here. You know what I mean? So, I think that ultimately, though, people are just avoiding Ramsey, and I think that that's a smart move, because Jalen Ramsey, he's really good at football. And the last one we'll look at here is going to be cornerback Darius Williams. He's got 20 tackles, 7 passes defended, 2 picks, so he is, of course, statistically playing better than Jalen Ramsey, but according to the eyeball test, obviously Jalen Ramsey is playing incredible. He's playing fine. It's just people are avoiding him, and because of that, you go over to Darius Williams a little bit more often, on pace for 4 picks. I'm giving him an A. I give Jalen Ramsey an A. I'm giving Aaron Donald an A. Anybody on the defense really is getting A's right now, because that defense is playing lights out, and it's so much fun to watch. Overall team grade, though, we're going to go with a C+. I don't think that this team is playing to their abilities. And a C+, we're 5-3. I think that's fair. I think that's totally reasonable, being at 5-3. You've won 5 out of 8 games. I think that that's in line. I think that C+ is right there. So the team is playing well, just inconsistent. The loss to the Dolphins, I think that falls solely on McVay. The reason it being because you're playing against a bad run defense and you pass the football 61 times. And I don't think there's really any excuse for that. But I think he knows that. I think he knows that. McVay does learn, and he actually does really, really well after losses and out of buys. So we'll see, you know, what the game plan is from McVay against the Seattle Seahawks coming off that bye. Let's see here. Defense will lead the Rams into the postseason. I 100% believe that. I believe that in my heart of hearts. And at that point, the healthy teams are going to win. It's not necessarily just about stacking dubs right now. It's about making sure you get into the playoffs and then protecting your offense for that run. Making sure we have a Jared Goff and not John Wolford playing in the playoffs. Making sure Daryl Henderson, Malcolm Brown, and Cam Akers are all ready to roll. making sure Tyler Higbee and Gerald Everett are available, making sure our wide receivers are there, making sure guys on our defense that are huge impact players, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, John Johnson, Darius Williams, Micah Kizer, like these guys are healthy in that in those games. I think this is the war of attrition. We've all heard it plenty of times this year, more so than others. This year, you need to be healthy. That's just the way it is. And if the Rams can make it to the playoffs, which I think they can with this defense, I think that it's anybody's game. And if the Rams can stay healthy like they've been able to so far, I'll knock on some wood here, then I don't see any reason that this Rams team cannot make a deep playoff run and potentially fight for the Super Bowl. Unless the Super Bowl is not the goal, which, I mean, would it ever not be? I don't understand. But the Rams' third quarter of the season, at home against the Seahawks, at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, at home against the 49ers, and then at Arizona. These are four tough games. Well, the Rams have played some very close games against Seattle in the last decade or so, like since about 2010. And because of that, I just think that this these games are winnable games for the Rams. You know, Tampa Bay also looks pretty mortal. The Giants gave us some really good tape on what to do against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and that Tom Brady offense. The Niners will not have Jimmy G, and Jimmy G and Shanahan, that combo, has yet to lose to the Rams. So maybe if we can get him out of there, you know, maybe that can be a dub for the Rams. And then Arizona, I mean, they have a pretty rough defense. So I think that the Rams could absolutely do some stuff on that one. And then I don't think Kyler Murray can necessarily just handle our defense. I think that he might have, I mean, he's going to have some plays, of course. He's a good player, but ultimately I think our defense is too good for that team. So all will be tough games, but they're all also very winnable games. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens, I guess. Which is what we're always doing, just waiting and seeing what happens, because that's what we as fans can do, especially this year where we can't do anything. We can't go and stuff. We can't just, I don't know. It's just this year is just a whole bummer, just a whole bummer every year, and there's nothing we can do about it. That is going to do it for me, though. I'm going to wrap it up and get on out of here. This show went a little bit longer than I anticipated. I'll be completely real with you guys. Maybe I just went a little too long, but hey, it happens, and I hope you guys enjoyed it anyway, but that is going to do it for me. Make sure you guys follow the Ram Showcase on all your favorite social media. That would be at Ram Showcase on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook.com/Ram Showcase. You can follow me as well at Sheriff Joe Bags on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook.com/Sheriff Joe Bags. You can also be my friend on Facebook if you want. Just don't be a weirdo. All right. And also don't check my own personal Facebook Messenger like ever. So just don't do it. You're just going to waste your time. I usually don't even read them. I don't even see them. My notifications are off. I don't even do it. So don't do it. But you can send me messages on the Ram Showcase page or on Twitter. If you guys got fan quesos, drop them wherever you're listening. I'll see them, and I will add them to the next episode. Next week, we'll be going into the preview of the Rams' first game against the Seattle Seahawks this year. And Seattle Seahawks are looking pretty good this year, so it should be a tough one, should be a good one. I think this Rams team could be up to it, especially coming off of a loss the way that they lost to the Miami Dolphins. I think this is where we get serious and start playing some real football, which is exactly what we need right now. But that is going to do it for me. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. This has been Ram Showcase on Sports War Radio. For those of you who aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you that are Rams fans, thank you guys so much for listening, and you guys have a great night.